This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
All the way from Smithdale, Mississippi, Mr. Melvin Williams. Give him a hand as he comes.
Turn to the wrong end. darkest hour. Don't leave us alone, but give us the strength to make it trouble is all around us, but we pray that righteously our souls would be found. Take away the stain of sin. We know the righteous, they're gonna be few.
We need you.
You know what I tell him? Help us to walk.
Help us to walk.
And stay in your way. And then
guide us
from day to day.
Tame our tongues
to watch what we say. And
who knows see
from out of our way. The Spirit, Lord, within me, I want you to just renew. Father,
we still.
Can somebody say, we need. All I want you to do is help us to
walk
and stay in your way.
Guide us
from day to day.
Tame our tongues
to watch what we say. And then
move our seas
from out of our. Like they bless somebody else. Instead of us talking about one another, we ought to go down on our knees and ask God to bless somebody else, and he'll turn around and bless you. Walls going on everywhere. That ought to let you know that we still need you. Wait a minute. We still need you.
We still need you. We still need you.
How people to talk about you. You done them nothing but good. And look like every time you try to do good, somebody there trying to pull you back down. I don't understand why everybody think they ought to be on the top. I stop by to tell you, it's not good up there. But if you can stay low, y'all don't hear me. The Bible said low is the way to the upper. You tell them we still need you, Jesus. You know what? I've never seen so many sick folks in all the days of my life. It makes me feel like time is not long before Jesus is coming back again. Somebody just said it with me, say. Just make sure you mean it is anybody got some problems in your life right now? Let me tell you, tonight is a good night to just raise up your hand and tell God how you really feel. All you got to do is tell him we still. God keep on blessing over and over, and you still won't treat your fellow man right. We still need you.
We still need you.
You know what?
Still need you.
The Ozona Pig, true Southern-style barbecue. Located in the heart of historic Ozona, one of the oldest communities in Pinellas County, the Ozona Pig is everything you'll love. Good friends, good homemade food, and good conversation. Enjoy hickory-smoked, slow-cooked barbecue, pulled pork and brisket, ribs, chicken, mouth-watering grilled ribeye, fresh green salads, homemade banana pudding, and other family favorites. They strive to serve food fast, not fast food. Bring a friend and meet at the Pig. The Ozona Pig is located at 311 Orange Street in Palm Harbor. They're open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and closed on Sundays. For carryout or reservations, call 727-773-0744 or visit their website, theozonapig.com.
When you call on Jesus,
he'll be right there.
When you call that name,
he'll be right there.
When you call on Jesus,
he'll be right
go
there.
Go ahead and call.
Call on Jesus, he'll be right there.
Go ahead and call him.
Call on Jesus, he'll be right there.
When your money gives money,
he'll be right there.
Change seem kind of strange,
he'll be right there.
You gotta call the name.
Ozona Pig, true Southern style barbecue, located in the heart of historic Ozona, one of the oldest communities in Pinellas County. The Ozona Pig is everything you'll love: good friends, good homemade food, and good conversation. Enjoy hickory smoked, slow cooked barbecue, pulled pork and brisket, ribs, chicken, mouth watering grilled ribeye, fresh green salads, homemade banana pudding, and other family favorites. They strive to serve food fast, not fast food. Bring a friend and meet at the Pig. The Ozona Pig is located at 311 Orange Street in Palm Harbor. They're open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and closed on Sundays. For carryout or reservations, call 727-773-0744 or visit their website, theozonapig.com.
Come on, put your hand together. Ooh, yeah. Listen here. Say I'm stronger than I've ever been. Oh, I'm stronger than I've ever been. You know that saying?
throw a hand together. Said I'm stronger than I ever been. Can I get a witness? Anybody stronger
than I ever been?
About my God's love. I used to be so weak, I fell for Satan's game. But Jesus came and rescued me. Now I'm not the same. Said I'm stronger. Come on, church, put your hand up. Than I've ever been. I'm stronger.
Yes, sir!
put your hands together, let's have some church, y'all. Come on, clap your hands like you go to somebody's church. Come on. The song says, here we go.
There is power, so much power, power in the name of Jesus, power.
Come on, clap your hands.
So much power, there's power in the name.
Can I sing a verse right here? Listen.
A man came to Jesus, he said, Lord, I want to be healed. With souls, he said, Lord, I want to live. Jesus reached out and touched him, and all of his souls went away. Just like he healed that man that day, he'll take your sickness away. Cause there's power.
Come on, church.
So much power.
Little girl was a special little girl. year on a grandmother's birthday. She would take her grandmother a present. So on this day, she thought about it, was her grandmama's birthday. Lord have mercy. The little girl ran in the house. She said, "Daddy, would you take me to see grandma?" So Daddy looked at the little girl. Her daddy said, "Okay." So the little girl was so happy, she ran down the steps. Her little sisters and brothers were standing around. Oh, I can imagine in my mind, hearing them ask the little girl these words. You know what the little girl said to them? The little girl was on her way to grandmama's house. Lord, she was so happy. Lord, 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 Lord. Oh, just to have a real church. As they rode down the highway, what the little girl didn't know, that her grandmother was lying on a bed of affliction. And when they got to the house, got out the car and walked up the steps. They met the doctor. Oh, I feel all right now. They met the doctor coming out the door. The little girl looked up at the doctor. She said, "Doctor." She said, "Doctor, what's wrong?" The doctor told the little girl, "Your grandmother don't have long to live." The little girl stood there with tears in eyes, and this are the words she said to him. She said, "Doctor, I know a man. Don't worry about it." So the little girl said, "Excuse me, doctor." And the little girl went away in the room. And she looked up towards heaven way. She thought about the things her grandmama told her, that God would be a doctor for you. That she thought about what her grandmama told her. When you get sick, call on Dr. Jesus. So she laid her hands on her grandmama and began to pray. And she said, "Lord," the little girl said, "Lord, doctor, you never lost a case, and I'm calling on you right now, 'cause I know you can work miracles." And by that time, her grandmama open our eyes. And our grandmama said, thank you, Jesus. And the little girl knew right then there had been a miracle worked in her grandmama's life. I wish I had somebody to pray with me. The little girl was so happy, she ran outside. She said, doctor, she said, doctor, come here. And when the doctor walked in the room, she said, doctor, the Lord had worked a miracle in my grandmother's life. She said, you know, when I told you about the man, that everything was gonna be all right. The doctor said, what man are you talking about? The little girl said, I'm talking about Dr. Jesus. He can work miracles in your life. And she said, a doctor that I'm talking about, Lord have mercy. She said, this doctor got more medicine in the hem of his gum than all the doctors you can find. I'm talking about Dr. Jesus. And I want to ask you a question out there. Do you know this man, Dr. Jesus? He will work miracles, 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 miracles in your life. So little Susie was so happy, she ran outside. She looked up towards heaven way and began to thank the Lord for working a miracle in her grandmama's life. And I want to say to you out there, God will work a miracle, a miracle, a miracle in your life. All you got to do is trust in him, and he'll be a doctor for you. You that lie on your bed of affliction, don't worry about it. God will work a miracle in your life. All you got to do is trust him, and he'll make everything all right for you. All you got to do is hold on.
We're living in the last days. Somebody said last days. When I look at what's going on in the world today, it let me know that God is soon to come. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? When I look over my life and see how far he brought me, that let me know he's soon to come back. We're living in the last day. Yeah.
God is soon to come back.
Can I get a witness? We're living in the last day.
God is soon to come back.
Can I get a witness here?
God is soon to come back.
Let me see the hand and know he's soon to come back. We are living in the last days, church. Somebody know what I'm talking about.
God is soon to come back.
Great. Come out here with me. Take the time and say this, brother.
He's coming back to separate the right from the wrong. He's coming back to take his children home. This world has gotten so bad. We're seeing things we never thought we would see. People are raping, robbing, and killing. Drugs on every corner. It's so sad to see.
We living in the last day. God
is soon to come back.
I wish I had somebody here know that he's coming back for a real church. Living in the last day. y'all. He's soon to come back. Ready. Take your time. Say this verse for me. Diseases are taking over. People are dying every day. Our children don't respect nobody. They just don't care what they do or say. It's not safe to walk the streets no more. You're not safe even inside your own home. Drive-by shootings, fussing and fighting. Sometimes I wonder what the love is gone. In the last day, y'all,
God is soon to come back.
I wonder if anybody here know that he's soon to come back. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Wait, come here. I want you to take your time and say, Jesus
is coming back.
Can I get a witness? Say it again.
Jesus is coming back.
Wait a minute. I know somebody want to know how I know.
Jesus.
But when I read my Bible,
he's coming back.
He said before he come back, there will be walls and rumors of war.
Jesus.
Earthquakes. Somebody said earthquakes. Mothers against daughters. Fathers turning against their own son.
Jesus.
He said we would even see false prophets. Can I get a witness here tonight? He said somebody would stand up and say, I'm the Christ. I wish I had somebody to know. We had somebody in the world said they were the Messiah. Can I get a witness? That let your Jesus is coming back.
Jesus
is coming back.
It's coming back.
Wait a minute.
Jesus.
Listen. I want to ask y'all a question, but I want y'all to tell me the truth. How many of y'all saved in this place tonight?
Jesus is coming back.
Now, after being saved, how many of y'all know you got the Holy Ghost?